here's a story from The World.
A few months into the pandemic, a meme started to make the rounds online. It showed the pictures of seven female world leaders and a question. What do countries with the best coronavirus responses have in common? The answer, the meme made obvious, was that each of those nations are led by women. But how much truth is there to that idea? Researchers dug into the data to find out. From London, The World's Orla Berry reports.
In the early months of the coronavirus lockdown, good news was hard to find. But two countries on opposite sides of the globe were bright spots.
New Zealanders did something remarkable in our fight to beat COVID-19.
That's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
We united in unprecedented ways to crush the virus. Today there are no active cases in New Zealand.
And then there's Germany.
Ich glaube fest daran, dass wir diese Aufgabe bestehen.
Straight-talking Chancellor Angela Merkel told the German public right away, we will succeed, but this situation is serious.
Es ist ernst.
These two nations appear to be defying the odds. Both recorded low death rates from COVID-19. Then there were the Nordic countries, all led by women, except for Sweden. They did well too, and that raised a question for Uma Kumpanpati. Is the gender of these national leaders really playing a part here?
We just wanted to know what the answer was.
Kumpanpati is Professor of Economics at Reading University.
And then we thought, actually, we should try and systematically analyse this across countries.
Together with researchers at Liverpool University, she began to compare different countries' infection and fatality rates, taking into account a series of factors like population numbers, GDP, health expenditure and gender equality. And despite the popular meme, the final results still took Kumpanpati aback.
Actually, there were differences in the infection rates, and the infection rates in female-led countries were lower. But the significance of that difference was smaller than in the case of the deaths. And that did surprise us.
Kumpanpati says it's not entirely clear why the death rate from COVID-19 is lower on average in female-led countries. But she did discover one common factor.
We found that female-led countries locked down approximately 25 deaths earlier than male-led countries. And given that we are talking about an exponential growth in deaths, then you can imagine that 25 deaths actually turns out to be quite a lot.
There is one problem with the study, though. It only reflects the first 3 months or so of the pandemic until mid-May. And now many places around the world are experiencing a so-called second wave of infections. New Zealand, it turns out, hasn't crushed the virus as its Prime Minister had hoped. In mid-August, Jacinda Ardern announced that the nation's largest city, Auckland, would have to return to a partial lockdown after four new cases were discovered.
We will be moving Auckland to level 3 restrictions. These days will give us time to assess the situation.
That decision has left some businesses, especially bar and restaurant owners, frustrated. Heather Duplessis-Allen is a popular radio host on News Talk ZB. She openly questioned Ardern's strategy on the air.
Now, goodness only knows what the Prime Minister is going to announce now to try to reassure us over this one. In fact, you know what? She doesn't need to bother, because it doesn't really matter what she announces to try to fix this one. I actually don't believe a word of what she and her government say about how they're going to do their COVID response. I now do not trust them to keep COVID out of this country.
In Germany too, a protest movement against Merkel's pandemic strategy is growing. 38,000 people marched in Berlin on Saturday in opposition to government restrictions. Right-wing journalist Roland Tichy says the Chancellor's approach is too heavy-handed.
She has handled it very strict. When the lockdown in Germany came, the medical system never came to its limits. So the lockdown just ruined the economy, but didn't really help to fight the virus.
Tichy says he doesn't think the German public would obey another lockdown order from Merkel.
She would run into difficulties with the public because many people just need their money and need their income. So why should we now have a lockdown, which is a very severe attack on freedom and economy?
But Merkel and Ardern still enjoy high popularity ratings. Professor Uma Kumpanpati says she wonders what the results would be if they carried out a similar study, say 6 months from now. One finding from her latest research might be food for thought.
Whereas female leaders were not taking risks with lives, they were taking risks with the economy. And so it seemed as if there was something about male and female leaders that was different. Women gave a lot of weight to lives in their objective function. Male leaders had both economy and saving lives in their objective function.
As the second wave plays out, national leaders, female and male, are now battling not just infection rates, but struggling economies too. And having a singular vision for fighting the pandemic might not work out so well second time around. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.